After a long couple days, I woke up this morning, turned on TV, and was pretty sad, saddened by events. Yesterday there were some hearings in Washington, and I woke up to a recounting of one of the fathers of one of the kids that was killed in Connecticut, and couldn't help be moved, couldn't help be saddened to the tragedy and the pain that was being felt by that parent and the parents in Connecticut and all of us from the standpoint of mourning the loss of those kids. And very human reaction, and I couldn't help be moved by the good senator from Prince George's County yesterday and his recounting of what happened in College Park a couple weeks ago and the idea of how it touched him and his community and all of us. You know, I got kids in college. I got a son in high school. And frankly, I think this is a part of the parenting aspect that I don't think my parents necessarily had to go through. I think bad things happened when I was a kid, and they had other worries. But the idea that my kids or any of our kids or our constituents' kids or our friends or family could end up going to class today and end up facing something like Virginia Tech or Connecticut, I think is something that's real and something that I think we face in everyday life. And as I look whether which side of this debate and which side of this bill you're on, I think there's a sense that does unite us that the idea that we should do something to try and minimize or make this happen. But I guess things also this morning, I wake up a little sad for some other reasons. Because I think we could have had a very different discussion over the last 50 days or so than the one that's led to this bill before us today. And we're probably going to disagree as to what the solutions would be, but I wish we'd had a different conversation. And I wish we had a different final work product because, you know, just as I was saddened this morning, I also hoped that at the end of the session I'd be able to look at my constituents, look at my wife and kids and say we did something that would make things better for you. And honestly, even though all the good intentions that went into this bill and all the hard work that went into this particular bill, I really don't feel comfortable that I can look them in the eye and say we did something that's going to make things safer. Why do I say that? And not just to say this is bad and let's not have a solution. What kind of discussion would I wish I'd woken up to and what kind of product do I wish I had woken up to this morning? Or at least we'd had a talk so that those of us that may have a little different view as to what would have indeed achieved the goal of to try and make sure that that pain that I saw this morning is never repeated or at least minimized would have happened. You know, I applaud the senator from Baltimore County, the chairman, members of the committee, members of other committees that have worked very, very hard on the mental health part of this bill. But, you know, wouldn't it have been interesting and a much better product if we'd really focused for 50 days on the mental health problem and not part of a bill that was had other components to it that raised a lot of noise, but I don't think will have a lot of effect. So while I salute each and every one of you that's struggled with this idea of how to make things better, because clearly a lot of the pain that we've seen in these mass shootings and large events have evolved around the idea that there's a mental health component that maybe shoulda, coulda, woulda. Alarm bells went off. They weren't necessarily reacted to. And then the idea of trying to strike a balance between setting the alarm bells off, but also individual rights that may have particular situations in which maybe their situation's temporary, maybe their situation's fixable, and the idea that they should give up access to firearms for their entire life, which could scare them out of getting true treatment. You know, it takes a lot of wisdom to do that. I applaud the people that have tried to apply this wisdom in this bill, but it would have been nice if that's really been the primary focus of what we came out with. You know, I see a different dream as well. I'm saddened from the standpoint that while thought may be that it was the single subject rule, and I, you know, we're going to address it today, I think, in another committee, but gosh, I hope we do come out with a pledge for school safety. I mean, I really would have liked to have had a scenario where the governor had come out and say, I'm putting security resource officers in all the schools. And yeah, it's expensive, but you know, we spend $6 billion on schools from the state contribution. About half of all our county's tax dollars go to schools. You know, And while I, you know, I guess since this bill has a lot to do with evidently polls because it kept coming up, I'd love to see the poll of a teacher saying, you know what, if we held your pay flat, but we secured your school for you and your students, I think that'd probably poll pretty high too. And you know, maybe it's got a $104 million fiscal note to it, but my gosh, I wish it was part of this bill and saying, you know what, we're willing to at least take that effort to make our school secure, because in the richer counties of the state, we have SROs in the high schools and some of the middle schools. It's in some of the other parts of the state where those programs have been able to be discontinued. And yeah, if we're looking at this idea that it's safety and trying to give our thoughts to that, I thought this should have been part of the solution. I have hope that in the next 40 days we'll address it. I know the governor's put $25 million in the bill, but you know what? I also heard him say it's too expensive. It scares me. Because you know what? I can't think of anything that would make everybody feel better than to say we at least attempted to make the schools safer. And yeah, it was expensive, but we took some of the gambling money or some other money and made it work. I'm sad it's not part of this bill. You know, I think there's another area of the bill that also is kind of sad in that, you know, while we went back and forth about whether it's single subject or not, the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people out there that are going to walk away if this bill passes saying, you know what, this just isn't fair. The legislature really didn't go after the criminals who use gun in crimes. And, you know, that angers them. It saddens me. Okay? And whether this bill was supposed to be the bill to do it or outside of that, again, I would have liked to seen the governor make a commitment that, you know what, if you use a gun in commitment of a violent crime, we as policymakers are throwing the book at you. And you know what? I don't really think it cuts it back home to say, well, it may fill up the jails. We can't manage our prisons. You know what? That just doesn't cut it at home, especially from a standpoint that we know that 40% of the people who commit violent crimes are repeat offenders and have done it before. There's no excuse for us when we're taking on such a serious issue, which we haven't done in a long time, to say, you know what? You come to Maryland or you live in Maryland and you commit a crime with a gun, we are going to throw the stiffest penalties at you in the country. Boy, wouldn't that have been nice to be able to do that and not go back with a different message saying, you know what, the legislature didn't have the will to do that because it was expensive or there's extenuating circumstances. You know what, while you're taking away other people's rights on one side, you can't turn around and say the people that are actively using gun violence day in, day out shouldn't have the book thrown at them. That would have been a good message. So I think that saddens me. Last, Mr. President, an area that, you know, it seems to be politically incorrect to talk about. But you know what? There is a belief in this state, and there are people in this state that believe that they, if the state were to give them the right to carry a gun, shall issue, concealed carry, they actually think the crime rate would go down. You know, at one point in yesterday's long discussion, it was said on the floor that may violate the single subject rule. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Couldn't we have had an intelligent discussion about concealed carry? Because you know what? For all the people on the extremes that say there's absolutely no way that works, there is a body of evidence that in states that have adopted concealed carry, that violent crime goes down. I would have liked to have had that discussion. I would have liked to have given that due. The idea that is potentially something out of bounds for this bill says that we are at the other end or the other extreme. That saddens me. The part of the bill, though, that's supposed to be the heart of the bill that caused all the controversy and all the heat. So instead of working on school safety, instead of working on crime for criminals, instead of working and having an honest, open discussion about concealed carry, we spent an undue amount of time on things like licensing.